Beginning Eshbech Lefan of Sichi, in the old edition Reish Mem Gimel on Reish Tes Vav. So Reish Mem Gimel or Reish Tes Vav. So it's Erev Reish Chodesh, and Shabbos is Reish Chodesh Elul, and we're in the part of Hisbordus, the sugya of Mishpat, of self judgment, self awareness, and. We've been spending some time on this parak, and we'll continue the next parak as well. The klal gadol is the k'sheyesh din lamata, ain din lamala. When a person judges himself, herself, so then that is mamtik the dinam from above. But it's not just a magical formula that you have this that because you judge yourself, so Hashem gives you this gift and he lets you off the hook. It's the whole process of mishpat, like we learned last week from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender, setting up the courtroom, the defense attorney, the prosecuting attorney, the judge. That when you come to that place within yourself where you could speak to Hashem by his brothers, you speak to Hashem honestly about the mistakes that you've made and how this has happened. I've done this and I've done that, and I want sincerely to change. And Hashem Yisbarach, I need. This is not going to be. I don't feel comfortable with this. Maybe I'm sorry. We'll just set up regular with this. Sorry, Shlomo. Just do it like this. It'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's good. Yeah. When a person is in that place of honesty, then change can be real. And when change is real, then obviously the result of that is that is the whole picture of who he is in the higher world changes as well. If he can talk about who he is here in this world, then the whole picture above will change as well. It's about making honest and real changes in one's life. That's what we're talking about. And it's much easier when you're davening, even the beautiful davening of Slichas and Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you say the words, and even if you read them a little bit in English, it doesn't mean that you're talking to Hashem personally about your own issues. So that really, we have to pick up on that in his Hisbordus. That's what his Hisbordus is about. So let's continue. On page Reish Mem Gimel, five lines down, Vaday she'en derech his hatanios v'asigufim ru'uya v'shayeches l'kol echad. We were learning at the end last week that sometimes a person, as a result of this mishpat, wants to take upon himself certain things to help him or her improve. So sometimes, and it was very common in the earlier days, that fasting was a very effective way of bringing your person to a place of deeper introspection. Nowadays, it just gets you hungry for the most part, and it doesn't have the kind of impact on a person that it used to. Of course, we fast all the days that we're required to fast, but using fasting as a way of returning, as the Tanya explains, it's in the Geras HaTshuva. It's not nowadays. It's not the ikka. It's not an ikur in how to come back to Hashem. Gamisha b'koychalasas kein sarach lizayah b'inyan haknosas asigufim shemakabel alatz. And we learned last week that part of one of the things that a person does in mishpat is, and by way of trying to improve oneself, is to create certain boundaries with penalties, fasting, and so on. And with these things, one has to be very, very careful. You have to be very careful. Because as we spoke about last week, very often nowadays, these type of penalties or fasts and so on, penalizing oneself and fasting, very often they lead to sadness and to depression, and which is not going to help the person change. If anything, it will get worse. Hadavar shavu l'chol nefesh hu, but what is Hadavar shavu l'chol nefesh, something that all of us need to work on by mishpat, Without fasting, without all kinds of penalties, but a sincere Kabbalah to try to make some, even if it's a small change, to make changes in one's life. And again, during the mishpat of his bodhis, a person is in a very honest place. And to take upon oneself something that's healthy and that's doable. One thing is clear. The point of mishpat is not to get depressed, God forbid. The point of mishpat is not to beat yourself up. The point of mishpat is to be able to change, to make changes, practical changes in a person's life. Lishanos, lehishtanos. You know, you have nowadays, hardly a day goes by when I don't talk to somebody who's had all kinds of difficulties and struggles, and as a result of going to 12 steps or some other venue of being able to feel that you could talk honestly and tell the truth, speak openly and honestly, that people have a tremendous yeshua from that. I mean, going to a therapist and talking about the inyanim that you've never spoken about, even if the person doesn't have any great chidushim to help you, the fact that you're going to talk about things that you've never felt safe talking about or even thinking about, and now you're expressing these thoughts, these feelings that have been sitting inside, you've been carrying around for all your life, is a tremendous, tremendous yeshua. And that's when you're talking to a person, to a human being, lachas kama v'kama, when you're able to have that talk, Kivyocha with Hashem is Baruch, and to be able to speak about all of these things with Hashem, and through that, a person is able to feel a tremendous, tremendous yeshua and a refuah, and to actually make some real decisions and to make some real changes, lahachlif derech, to change one's derech. And we learned that the Sam Derech, you might recall 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the Pasuk, Sam Derech Erenu B'Yesha Elokim. The Sam Derech, Sham Derech, Sam Derech Erenu B'Yesha Elokim. That the tachlis of this mishpat, of his bardus, is to create a new path. To create a new path in one's life. And it's very, very much Hashgacha Pratis that we're talking about this Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's the time of Rosh Chodesh Elul. I'm sure that many of you remember that you've learned over the years that according to that Rizal, the Kavana, the Ikka Kavana, the Kavana, there are three words from the Pasuk that contain within them the entire Pnimius of what, and all of the Avod of what this month of Elul is about. And that's Hanosein Bayom Derech. I've spoken about this many, many times over the years. Hanosein Bayom Derech. That Hashem creates for the person who wants a path to cross through the ocean. Hanosein Bayom Derech. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim talk a lot about why is this the Kavana of the month of Elul. Hanosein Bayom Derech. And again, over the years, there's a Yismach Yisol Hazinu. There's a lot of things written in the Sfarim about this. What does this have to do with the month of Elul? So there's another pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Zayin that is an Arve Nochal to look at in Kiseitse, but it's put down in many of the Sfarim HaKadoshim. The pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, Evili Miderech Pisham, which is translated into English, fools who suffered for their sinful way and for their iniquities. It's not a particularly cheerful pasuk. Evilim, an evil is a fool, a shaita. Evilim miderech pisham, who suffered because of their sinful way, the derech pisham. So I recall that the Arve Nachal talks about this, and he says, I didn't have a chance to look at it inside. I was thinking about this a few minutes ago, but I recall that the Arve Nachal talks and explains why are these people called fools. What's Evili Midar Pesha Me'avonasei Yisanu? Why are they fools? That it's nothing foolish. What's foolish? So he said a gevaldige vart. Evilim midarach pesham. He says the real reason why you're suffering is because of the derech. There's a your whole life, the whole derech of your life is off. But ma'avanoseyem yisanu. But all they do is they fast or they try to do tshuva over some particular averus in their lives. Listen to this. The marshal that the Sfarim bring, I don't think that's in the Arve Nachal, the marshal, but the marshal that's found in the Sfarim is you have a person, and in his house, he's having, the house is an old house, and here's a leak over here. Over here, there's a problem with the electricity. It's like houses. And what happens to this person? So he goes and he takes a little bit and he puts some plaster on that crack. Fine. So for that day, it's not leaking. And there's a problem with electricity. So he goes over and he winds a little bit of a thing around this wire. Fine. And then, of course, the next day or two, the water comes out from and the electricity is. So what's happening is that the whole house is a mess. And really what needs to be addressed is oru ada yasod ba. I mean, the yasod, the house, the foundation is off. Something over the last 100 years of this house is off. And because of that, there are cracks and this is falling apart and that's falling apart. But nobody wants to get to the yasod. Who wants to talk about you don't want to think about the yasod. You don't want to think about the derech of your life. It's much easier to say, oh, Yerubayim Shalom, I did this aveira, and to put some plaster over there. Oh, Yerubayim Shalom, I did this. I said Lashon Hara about Chaim Yankel yesterday. I said Lashon Hara. And somebody was just telling me that the difference between, he said a good vart. I was just talking to somebody. He said that you could have somebody that's not Jewish, and somebody's asking, what do you think about Jews? And he says, no, the lowest of the earth, the sickness, the disease of the earth. I wish there wouldn't be any of the Nishul, a terrible anti-Semite. And he asked him, well, what about your doctor, Dr. Goldberg? Oh, Goldberg? He's a very, very, very fine person. He's an exception. He's a very, very fine person, Goldberg. And what about your dentist, Katz? Oh, no, Katz is a very, very, very good guy. But the rest of them, you know, Goldberg and Katz, they're good guys. And so he said, and he got to talk loudly, he got to talk to a Jew. And he asked him, what do you say about the Jewish people? So he closes his eyes and he starts to cry. He says, be calm for yourself. Be calm for yourself. But what about the guy that sits next to you in shul? Oh, Goldberg? Oh, Russia, Marusha. I wouldn't do business with him. Don't go near this guy. I wouldn't have anything to do with him in 1,000 years. And what about your neighbor on the block? Who are you talking about? Goldberg, the guy that lives next door to me. Do you know what he did? Do you know that he plays music at 2 o'clock in the morning? He's a Russia. He's pushing a Russia. Me come here. So you know, you could say mikam chiyosel. It's a very, very nice thing. I hate hearing that already. Mikam chiyosel. You know, there are some students saying mikam chiyosel. Forget about mikam chiyosel. What about getting along with the guy next to you in shul? What about how you treat your own kids and your own wife, or your own husband, like, you know, whatever, your friend? Mikam chiyosel is a very nice thing. Mikam chiyosel. It's a gevaldige thing. So what happens is like this, that there are two ways of treating the problem. There's a problem. One way to treat it is with the patching up this and this detail and this detail and that detail. The other way to deal with it, and when you do it that way, so then other problems come out. It's just that, you know, there are other things that are wrong with the house, that are wrong with the person. Well, me daven to Hashem, me say, if you know, can haksu any b'tshuva shleima. We're going to be saying that a lot soon. Haksu any b'tshuva shleima. Tshuva shlema means I understand that there's something wrong with my derech in life. I'm off the derech. We think that off the derech is only some kid that doesn't, stop keeping Shabbos or something, God forbid. That's not. When it says in the pasuk, "Avili mi derech pisham umeyavan aseim yisanu," why are they fools? Because the derech is derech pisham. The whole derech of their life leads to aveiros. But what do? They never try to fix the bigger problem. They never try to. I'm an anti-Semite, or I'm a son of Israel. No, it's me'avan aseim yisanu. They only try to do tshuva or to think about it, or talk about this particular aveir. I have this particular aveir that this guy next door to me I don't like. No, there's a problem with you that you hate this person, you hate this person, you hate that person. Meaning, avili mi der, you're a fool because mi derech pisham. You're not admitting that your whole derech is off. Your whole way of life is off. Your whole way of life is off. And I've spoken about this many, many times. So the fact that you're learning the halachas of lashon hara, and you try to keep this, then you try to keep that, then and you're going around every lashon hara hotline and lashon hara chat groups and all these things and all the stuff you're doing. But if you have a derech of looking at people in a negative way, that's your derech. You're off the derech of Hashem. The derech of Hashem is to see life and to see other Jews and to see the world in a very positive way. So you could read all the books and you could study all the halachas. It's not going to work for you because you're a fool. Because a fool thinks that by putting a patch on the leak that the house is, everything's going to be okay. Hachjeri was shuva shleima lefanecha means that in the course of my mishpat and speaking honestly about my life, I'm hoping Rabbi Shalom help me to have a better understanding of what mistake I'm making in my life, not just what's off in my life, in my mahalach of life. Nach besodrachenu v'nachkar v'nashim. Nach besodrachenu. The derech. Therefore, the month of Elul, it's not like Yom Kippur. Al cheshuv tam, cheshuv tam, cheshuv tam. It's not a shan v'ganu gazal. The Svarim already start saying, but that's not the Iker. And if you listen to the Svarim Shishlichis, it's very, very beautiful and inspiring, the singing. The Iker of Elul is not this chait, this chait, this chait, this chait. It's not going with the microscope to find all my chatoim, every aveiru. That's not the Inyan of Elul. The Inyan of Elul is Hanosein Bayam Derech. Baruch Shalom, I'm drowning in an ocean of this world. And I see that I know that it's not just this thing that needs a little bit of work and that means I know that my derech I horeni Hashem darkech unecheni boarach misha horeni Hashem darkech. We can be saying that also a lot. Hashem horeni Hashem darkech. The whole of David Hashem are v'yishis horeni Hashem darkech. I don't know your derech. I know I learned halacha. I know that I have to light candles on Shabbos and I have to put on tefillin. I don't have to daven, but darkech. Somehow I got off the derech. That's what Elul is about. Uvachsas aviv esima yerech yom to cry to daven to Shemesh Baruch Baruch Shalom. I'm begging you to help me to get on the derech. In other words, my life should be a life that's on the right derech. Understandably, that even on the right derech, occasionally I make a mistake or I do something wrong. Yetzar gets the better of me, and there's a problem. So there's a leak in the pipe, or there's a problem with the electric. But the yisod, the foundation is healthy. I'm on the right derech, and I could very, very easily take care of this problem. I can take care of the problem because my derech is a healthy derech. The ikar problem is not me'avan aseim yisanu. It's not you're fasting over this aveir, you're fasting over that aveir, or you're crying, I'll hate this, I'll hate that, I'll hate this, I'll hate that. The whole thing is off. That's why before Yom Kippur, you have Rosh Hashanah, Elul and Rosh Hashanah. The only thing of Rosh Hashanah is not about aveiros. Bashan is Hamelech. It's to be back on the derech. Derech Hamelech. To be on that way of the king. To enlist in the to be with Hashem as well. To be on the right derech. We're so used to thinking about off the derech as some nebuch, my neighbor who I hate. That my neighbor's kid, I heard his texting on Shabbos. My neighbor's kid is texting on Shabbos. What's going to be? We have to find something, a kiruv, or NCSY, or whatever. Chabad, somebody has to help out with this poor kid. We feel so bad for his parents. We feel so bad for him. It could be you're a million times more off the dark than that kid. That kid just has a problem with texting on Shabbos, which is a serious thing. I'm not saying God forbid it's not serious. He has a problem with texting on Shabbos. Could be he's a big mammon. Yeah, but he has a, whatever it is, he has a taiva. It could be that you don't text on Shabbos and you got your whole derech is messed up. And your whole life is leaving other people around you in like in ruins. And your whole life is messed up. So Elul, the avoid of Elul is exactly what we're learning here. The sum derech. Perusho losim derech chadasha. Rabbi Shalom, help me to find a new derech in my life. A new way of talking to my spouse, a new way of talking to my kids. Not to just sit and to mourn over the fact that I had this fight with my wife, I had this fight with my husband, I had this fight with my kid, or I said what I shouldn't have said to this kid, or whatever. My whole derech is off. Why is it that I get so angry all the time? I had this derech of anger. There's a certain derech of my life. It's not that I had this fight with my wife. My whole derech in life is if I don't get what I want, I get angry. I have to have everything the way I want it. The whole derech is off. So the mishpat that comes with his bodhus, being able to speak openly and honestly, the tachlis of that is v'sam derech. Hanoisin v'yam derech. Perusha losim derech hadasha. Lot says v'loshuv miderech resha, v'derech acheres. So when you learn Shari Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yoina, and you learn the Rambam properly, you see that all of them are talking about the same thing. This inyan of Hareini Hashem Dakach. Hareini Hashem Dakach. To help me be on the right path. Because if you're on the wrong path, then even though you're doing a lot of right things, but in the end, it just doesn't work out. It doesn't work out. It doesn't work out. You have that a lot of time with marriages, there's fights and there's arguments, there's that. And the fools, they just try to fix this fight or this argument. And we're going to work on this and we're going to make up about that. But it could be that the whole marriage from the beginning was not right. The whole marriage was not right from the beginning. It's off the derech, the marriage. And it can be fixed. But it means being very, very honest. It means working it through, and oftentimes with a professional, and working it through to get to the bottom of where did I get off, where did I make a wrong turn? It's not just that we fought over this, we fought over that. And any good therapist that's if there are still, you know, there are very few left that want to deal with married couples, because the worst therapy is with married couples, because he has his, she has, and then the mother-in-law calls, and the father-in-law calls, and it's the worst thing. So, but any therapist knows, any therapist knows not to get caught up in he did this or she did that, because that's not the inyan. He did this or she did that. He did this or she did that. Why did she did that? Because there's no end to that. There's no end to that. There's a problem. The derech of this marriage is low tov. I got off. Somehow got off the derech. So once you can get to that. Deeper inyan, to the yesod of what happened over here with these two people. When you get to the yesod of that, listen, sometimes they can't live with each other, but very often you get to the yesod there, and then mimela, you work on the yesod, and then if you fix up the yesod, so then it doesn't crack anymore, it doesn't leak anymore, then the life becomes much better if you work on the yesod. So this is really very, very important. Hamishpat enarak ein tikun. The mishpat part of his bodhus isn't some sort of a tikkun. In other words, some official thing that I have to say. Chatasi visi pashati, l'sham debagana gazano. Now let me get to the problem. The problem is that I don't know, I'm going to lose my job, and how am I going to take care of it? It's not chatasi visi pashati, l'sham debagana gazano. It's not just some magic tikkun or formula. I remember that many years ago that when I was maybe 15 or 16 or something like that, and I was with my father, Shomon Shul, And after davening, so there were two people that they had a yahrzeit. I don't know, for whatever reason, they didn't make two different minyanim. And it was a whole scene, like with these two people, you know, because how come I should daven only till Yishtavo? How come I don't, you know, Ashrei? It was a whole Indian. And then afterwards, what happened after davening? So he was very angry because they only gave him Ashrei, something like that. And then afterwards, so they both brought a tikkun. You know what that is, a tikkun, right? They both brought schnapps and some mezainis or something, herring. And the guy that was angry because he only got the Ashrei or something, he got very angry. He took his tikkun and he said, "I'm not having it on the same table." This is all going on in Yiddish, obviously. I'm not having this tikkun on the same table with his tikkun. So he moved over there. And my father said to me, a greiser tikkun for the neshama. A greiser tikkun. He's making such a big tikkun for his father. My father said, "I knew his father was such a nice man. And he's making a tikkun for his father. And he's taking his tikkun away from another guy's tikkun." Understand? That's a tikkun. He's making a tikkun by taking his tikkun from that guy's tikkun and telling everybody, "I wouldn't have my tikkun next to his tikkun for a million years. I wouldn't make $1 million. My tikkun should be next to his tikkun." He took away from my yishtabach and he gave me a miserable ashrei, and I'm having my tikkun next to his tikkun. My father just says, it's a tikkun. But it's so easy to fall into that. A tikkun. It's a tikkun. There's so much more to be misakin, and what you need to be misakin, a piece of herring is not going to fix your tikkun. What you need to be misakin, that's not going to happen with a piece of herring and some kichel or something to give to be misakin. You have a bigger tikkun to make than putting out some food. But we fall into that, it's so easy, because that's the same way, you know, it's not anymore about doing tshuva. Soon they're going to be coming to all the newspapers. There're going to be some new ways of being forgiven. All the from newspaper can have different things you could do to be forgiven. Whatever, it's to shech the chicken by a mukka under the full moon, and to say the 23 kapitlach tehillim 40 days straight, staring at the harabayas. Whatever they're going to have, I'm sure there'll be some new things going on. Of course, it always ends with please. Your visa, you can make out to send a check, and we'll have a guy go chef the chicken by the kaisel for you. You don't have to go yourself. So, that's where we're living, all these things. Instead of just doing, you have to do tshuva. Your derech is messed up. Your derech is messed up. You can't fix that by giving some money. It's nice to give tzedakah. You can't fix that. You can't fix that by something by getting a kameya or putting a string around your wrist by kever rachel or whatever. You can't fix it like that. It's elul, and elul means to think about what's my derech in life. What's my derech in life? It's not tikkun. Is that ikka tikkun hamishpat? He said, "Hamish, I'm sorry, hamishpat ain't rak ain't tikkun. Hamishpat hu akli shal yado eshul ishtanas." The point of mishpat. The point of what we're learning about Mishpat and his Hisbardus is to try to change. It's a kli. It's a very powerful kli, a powerful way of actually changing one's life. And one should do it with the intention of changing one's life. Not to think that if I have to say a few words, and if I say these words, that, you know, that it was a tikkun, I fixed something. Lazlev is derech haresha. To go away from the wrong path, derech haresh. As a hargelim harayim, all the bad habits that a person has. V'lachzor v'loshuv al Hashem. V'lachzor v'loshuv al Hashem. To go back to Hashem. Nach mesed recheni v'nach kar v'nashuva. To go back to Hashem. V'zo ikka tikkun ha-mishpat. This is the ikka tikkun of mishpat. Kedvar Hashem, halayzeh, it says in the pasuk in Yeshayah, halo. So you know that the Navi was talking about this a long time ago, about how Jews like to bring a lot of korbanos, right? People bring a lot of korbanos. The Navi was on this inyan. The Navi said, Ramos Chatzar, you're bringing all the fat into my Beis HaMikdash and you're trampling upon the Beis HaMikdash. Mali Roiv Zivcheichem, what do I need? You think I need all your kabbanis? You think I need all your tikkuns? That's exactly the same thing. You think I need all your tikkuns? I need all your kabbanis. So same thing when it comes to fasting. Halo zet soim evchareyu. So it was a very common thing as we began with today. It was a very common thing that when a person would do a certain avera, he would look up in this farm. And there were certain from that told him that for this avera you have to do such and such amount of fasts. And if you do these amount of fasts, then you're acquitted. You're off the hook, whatever, you don't have to be punished. Yeah, you're not going to get him. If you do these fasts, you're going to be okay. So this is a very ancient practice of Jews, because we saw that fasting is a big inyan. So it was a very ancient and common practice that people would fast for different avarias. They had different formulas of fasts and so on that were brought down from the swarm, from the Ariyah Kodesh, they're very deep things, whatever. And people would fast a lot. And even in the days of the Nevi'im, you see what the Navi is saying? Haloi zet soim evchareyu. Hashem says to the Navi, this is the fast that I choose. You don't have to starve yourself, except for the regular fast days, of course you have to keep. But if you're asking Hashem, do you want to know what I want? He says, "Hello, zet som evchareyu. This is the fast that I choose. Pateya chatzuvois resha. Unlock. Patech, unlock the chains, the shackles of wickedness. Haser agudois moita. And to untie the ropes that are holding you, to break off the things that are holding you." Some translate means to let the oppressed go free, let others, people who are having sorrows, help them out. So the different pshatim in the puzzle. But according to all the mefarshim, Hashem is saying, you want to know what fasts I like? I don't need you to fast to me extra days, all the extra days of fast. I mean, the tzaddikim that did that, there was a very beginning tzaddikim. My mother, my grandmother, so my father told me that his mother, Allah Shalom, fasted every single Monday and Thursday. Every Monday, except for Yontif, every Monday and Thursday, she fasted. And she said the whole tilim every Monday and Thursday. This is a big avodah, what people did in the old days. Something that was amazing, and they became close to Hashem. But already in the days of the Navi, Hashem saw that there are many people, they think that you could do a tikkun. So instead of putting out some schnapps, you put out a fast. And then by putting out the fast, you're potter. So Hashem says, I don't know, I'll tell you the fasting that I like. I like the fasting of Pateach Chatzuvais Resha. Unlock the shackles of wickedness. Haser agudos maitas, if you want to talk about other people, help other people get free. In other words, help other people who have problems. Or to free yourself from your Yetzirah. There are all different shots. That's Hashem says, that's what I like. Those are my favorite methods. Not fasting. Because fasting, you think that you just do a tikkun. Like it's like fixing the patch on the wall. You made a tikkun. So you think it's finished. You made a tikkun. No, it's not about a tikkun. It is about a tikkun, but it's about a real tikkun. And the real tikkun is not just fasting. That's going back to what we were learning. Yisan can be lost in fasting, that they fast for their avayers. Shem says, I don't need you to, Mali, I don't need you to fast for it. I don't need you to fast so much. I want you could have a pastrami sandwich, just be a nice guy. What are you fasting so much? Eat, but do better in your life. I don't have such a beginning. You have to fast. Fasting is if it brings you to that place of humility and of honesty. If fasting helps, that's okay. But that's not the ikka. Hello, zet som evchareyu. The fast Hashem says that I choose. Pateach chatzuvos resha. Haser agudos maitas. U'kamavur meseches Tanis. The Gemara explains in Tanis. Ikka inyan shel Tanis v'atzayim. The main thing about fasting. The main thing, when you look in the Gemara there in Tanis about fasting, the main thing is when they would hear when they would hear by the Tanis, they would hear the Divrei Musa. They would hear Musa. And people would do tshuva. They were crying to try to do tshuva. That was the main thing. The first thing is only hechatimtzut, to bring a person to that place of tshuva. The first thing is not the tachlis. The same thing when it comes to Yom Kippur. The tachlis is not the first thing. The first thing should lead to help a person do the tshuva, to be able to get away from the guf a little bit and to come into contact with the neshama and to let the neshama hear divrei musa and to change. So you get away a little bit from eating. For this day, you're not eating, and that gives you hopefully that will give you the ability to think about other things that are more important in life than your body. To think about yichapes v'yachkes drachav, to think about what's your derech in life. But if all you're thinking about during the fast is my derech in life is not the fast. That's my whole derech in life, is to eat. And that's what you're thinking about more during the fast. So then what did you accomplish? You know, my whole derech in life is to eat. And right now I'm fasting. So that's not the tachlis of fasting. The tachlis of fasting is to be honest about what's wrong with you on the derech. Yodun v'yishpat v'yishan es darka. To judge and to change, to make whatever changes are necessary in the derech. Again, not just this piece or that piece, but the derech. In the Loshon of Rabbi Nosson, Yinatik is kol haksharim v'chatzuvas. He's explaining the pasuk, this pasuk in Yeshayo. Yinatik is kol haksharim, to untie, to unshackle all the ksharim, the ties, the chatzuvas, shall ha-resha, ha-rasha, Hatomun bekirbo, to those things inside of you that have been tying you, have been chaining you, confining you to the things that has led to all of these different behaviors in your life. And it's to get to the bottom of what's going on, to be free. Yinatik is kolak shor mechatzuvos. Shall I resha or yeah? Hatomen bekirba, that are hidden inside of you. Says zo ikur bechinas hamishpat. That's the ikur bechinas hamishpat. That's the main inyan of mishpat. Tzarch lachker lagil in the kudas emes. To try to dig deep to get to the kudas emes, to get to the truth. Lo dun din emes laamita. To be a judge that's judging yourself in a very honest way. Be an honest judge and not allow yourself to be bribed by all different things, all the negias that we have in life that bribe us, but to be very, very, very honest. And to do that with Hashem, who understands you and who loves you and who wants you to, he's not going to punish you for being honest. He's Adrabah. Hashem is thrilled that you're talking to him in a real way, that he's proud of us when we come to him, we talk in such a way. He's proud and he helps us. And he helps us to find our way. If you want, we ask Hashem, Harini Hashem Dekach. We say to Hashem, I'm a total mess. Harini Hashem Dekach, I don't know what to do. Hashem says, you're talking to me. You could talk. And then you find that you have all kinds of things that Siyata Nishmai to help you to be better. If you're honest and you come with a mishpat, L'lasik b'terutzim, instead of going on and on with all kinds of terutzim, all kinds of excuses, covering up the real problems. Like I told you, that I had this bacha years ago, all kinds of inyan, this guy. And he came to tell me that he made a big decision. If he wants to run it by me, he's going to make a big change in his life. You remember? Yeah. I always think about that. And I was so excited, you know, because there's so many inyan with this guy. And serious inyan. And he said he wanted to run it by me. So I was here in the office. I said, well, what is it? What is it? Tell me. And he was like all emotional. He said, "Reb, do you think it's a good time for me to start to wear a girdle? Should I wear a girdle?" So I said, "Yeah, I want to tell him, yeah, around your neck you should wear a girdle. That's what you came to talking about, whether you should wear a girdle or not." I have nothing against. I love girdles. I have one in my pocket every minute. That's not the point. That's your inyan. That's your inyan. Not what you did to your parents, not what you did to your girlfriend, not to, well, the whole list is that I thought deeply about my life, and I think that I should. I'm thinking about spending $5, even $7, because if you get a fat one, right? Maybe even $7. Maybe it went up. I don't know. I haven't bought one in many years to get a guard. This is something I'm thinking about. That's what you're thinking about. Okay, so it's such a crazy story. It's a true story, but it's a crazy story. But we do that all the time. We do that all the time. Just think about it. All the time. Baharaya, that's already 20, 30, 40, 50 Yom Kippur, so we've all been through, whatever, however old you are, we've been through. It's a lot of the same Irish guy. But had new gartel this year. I got a new gartel, two, for Shabbos and for the week. I got two gartels this year. Well, that's a big tikkun. Made a big tikkun. A new gartel. Ooh, it's a gartel. You could spend $1,000 and get yourself a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin that doesn't make your wife feel any better about how you spoke to her last night, just because you put $1,000 into your Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and now you're the proud owner of a new pair of tefillin. It's all very, very nice. And everybody knows I'm not talking against it, because I believe in all of that. And it's all beautiful. But that doesn't have necessarily anything to do with your derech in life. With your derech in life. Not the gartel, not the Rabbeinu Tam. That has nothing to do with your God. That's a good thing. Those are good things. You're a good Jew if you do, and you're a good Jew if you don't have to. But that's not the derech that we're talking about. We're talking about a derech in life. A derech. What's off? What's off the derech? The Baruch Hashem has a certain mahalach in this world. And there's a mahalach. And that mahalach, you don't do the things that you do. You don't say the things that you say. There's a mahalach. And what's the mahalach? That's what we're asking Hashem. That's the meaning of Elu, to think about the derech. A noisem ayam derech. And not to make up terutz and all kinds of excuses. Page Resh Mem Dal. She yizke levar lo agil in the kudosh shol bi adoini ha'ovayn. We're going to have an example. We're not going to get to it today, but from Lukutei Tfilis, how Reb Nosson used to daven for these things. When a person is able to come to that point to say, bi adoini ha'ovayn, stop blaming other people. Be Adoni Ha'avon. Ein Adavah Toloi, Ela Be. This is my own doing. And it's up to me to change. Now, of course, we're going to talk a lot about how, we brought this up, we were talking about this a little bit last week. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't see the Nekudas Tavis in yourself. Of course. We'll talk about that a little bit more, about the good inside of you. We have to be honest about that too. 100%. But those things that need to be fixed, be Adoni Ha'avon. It's me. I say, yesh tikva sheyavon shutzarach l'shtanos. And if you stop making excuses, and you stop blaming everybody else, and you say, be Adoni Ha'avon, the root of this avon, of this aveira, of this problem, is me. Was it influenced by, has it been affected by, have I had, yeah, all the things that, remember, it's a courtroom, and you have to defend yourself also. It's true. And there are things that are true, and you could talk about that. That Sof Kol Sof, this is what I was raised in, Sof Kol Sof, this. And to try to, Hashem, but ask Hashem to help me to see the truth and how it's up to me to change. But I need your help, but I want to change. And ultimately, I take responsibility for my behavior. Then there's hope that the person can change. At least something to begin to change. The Kabbalah, and to accept upon oneself something that really something is connected to the derech of who you are. Not just an Indian, but the derech. To change, to actually change one's way of life. Otherwise, it's just another Yom Kippur, and it's the same game over and over again. And the day after Yom Kippur, or the week after Yom Kippur, it's back to the same. Because you never left that derech. You're on the same derech. So on that derech, there's certain places on that derech. There's certain places. And if you take a certain road, and on that road, there are certain things there that that are very, very bad for you, and you have an inclination to go to those places or to look at those signs, then maybe you should start taking a different road at some point. Just try a different road. But you need mishpat to be able to come to that. As we're going to talk about soon, it's very hard for a person, if you're driving down the same road your whole life, it's very, very hard to change. It's very hard to go a different way. There's a certain place on the highway, I've told this to you in the past, so there's certain, so Waze is a little bit better than the Waze, but there's a certain place on the highway. You know, New Jersey is it's a hard state. I don't mean anything personal against anybody from New Jersey or anything like that, but there's a certain place where you come out and there are like 12 different signs. You know what I'm talking about? When you, I don't know. There's like all different signs and you only have 5 seconds to make a decision. And they're all like near each other. And then always I get out, I'm going like this. And if you look too carefully, then you're going to get chas v'shalom to an accident. But every time I come out of this place, I go, oh no. And it's as if like my wife told me 20 times, Maish, stay to the right. And just make sure, don't know it's the one that's, it's not all the way to the right. It's the one that's next to the one that's all the way to the right. And I'm like the whole time I'm going, I'm making all these hachanis. It's going to be good this time. It's going to be this time I'm going to do it. This time it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I'm not afraid of New Jersey. It's going to be good. I'm not afraid. It's going to be good. And then every single time for years, every single time I would do it and I would go, oh, and then, you know, then it's too late because you're going to go then on the thing and then you're going to get into an accident with other people. And I just go off to whatever, like Clifton or something. I don't know. I'm gone. Because in New Jersey, they also don't give you a way to get out. They don't give you a way out. No, it's you have to keep on going. Every time. And I didn't bring it up ever because my wife is, because I have a terrible sense of direction. So I wouldn't bring it up. So my wife would always ask, so everything okay, Marsh? How'd it go getting to New Jersey? I said, no, it was fine. So to say something like, really? I heard you got to the shiel like 45 minutes late. It was the spot. I said, yeah, but she said, I told you not the one all the way to the right, next to the one that's on the right. That's where you go off. So you just keep on doing the same thing over and over again, right? And that's Einstein's famous line. If you do the same thing over and over again and you expect different results, that's the definition of insanity. You do the same thing and you think it's going to come out different. I was just talking to a parent this week. He sends this kid to this yeshiva, and then the kid got thrown out, then to another yeshiva, and to the third yeshiva, fourth yeshiva, and they're all the same types of yeshiva, very, very same type. And now this week is a new yeshiva, same type of yeshiva. So I said this thing for my son. I said, you know, you're insane. You're doing the same thing over again, and you think it's going to be different results. Your kid needs something different. Your kid, yes, should be in a yeshiva, something, but it needs something different. This is not working. The regular standard thing is not working for your kid. It's not. It's just, and you can do the same thing again, and you think, that, no, this is going to be the one. But these are the things we do all the time. And it doesn't work like that. It's just, You feel that you don't have bechira. It's a terrible feeling that you feel that you can't take a different road. And we can. We can take a different road. And it's going to be a much nicer ride. And it's going to take us to where we want to go. Fast. And it'll be good. But there's this inyan that a person has that he can't. So he'd rather make all kinds of so-called tikkunim. I'll make tikkunim. I'll take the same road. But I'm not gonna look at this. I'm not gonna whatever it is. He'll try to make all kinds of tikkunim. So you know he'll sprinkle water from the Me'ah Shiloach. He'll sprinkle some water. He'll throw some dust from Maris Machpelah. He'll write out a check to somebody over here, and that's gonna. But that's not how it is. You have to. It's a matter of a person's derech. Okay, Mr. Shum will continue next week. It'll be Mamish Elul next week.